Hi, my name is Rodney Beverly, and I'm an ISV Business Development Manager with the U.S. Partner Group. I'm here today with the research and development team from Avectra, who is one of our managed partners in the U.S. Partner Group, and we're going to go with a round of introductions, and we're going to go ahead and dive in today. So,
I'm Dan Perlell, Vice President of Research and Development at Avectra.
I'm Abdul Jambani. I work on our products, the on-demand and the enterprise, the NetForum product.
Well, as I said before, it's great to be back today. It seems like it was only yesterday that we were doing a video for Channel 9, last year. But, Don, I just wanted to start off by asking you, how did the economy, the U.S. economy and the global economy affect Avectra over this past year? And what have you guys been doing to...
Sure. I think for everybody, it's been a little challenging for us. But we feel like we've gotten through it, and we as Abdul said, we have a couple different product lines, and one is a subscription-based on-demand product line, multi-tenant product. And what we found is that's done really, really well this year. And the price point's right, the feature set's right. So though our enterprise product was a little slower than we had anticipated, the actual subscription-based model worked out really well, and in some strange way, the economy helped there because people were looking for, solutions that were priced right and things that they could kind of buy on a monthly type of subscription versus putting the big capital down in the enterprise solution.
Great. Abdul, anything to add on that?
Covers it.
Well, as we've moved into 2010, so what are those? What are three big bets that you guys have, put out there, and what kind of bogeys are you trying to hit this year and beyond?
Yeah, well, again, we'll continue building out our products. Enterprise, we have a pretty robust roadmap. We're taking advantage of a lot of the newer Microsoft technologies, and then again in our subscription model, same kind of thing. And the parts that really play well into both models, but especially in the subscription based. Is the SharePoint 2010 offering. We obviously have a need for the multi-tenancy that's built into that. One of the big themes of 2009, and it's carried over in 2010, is social media functionality as well. So it's very exciting to kind of see that capability baked into SharePoint, kind of out-of-the-box functionality. Okay. And we plan on rolling a lot of that out this year. Other areas that we're really looking to take advantage of is Azure, especially for some of our international customers. We'd like to roll out some data centers throughout the world, and obviously, the Azure model is going to enable us to do that quickly with a partner we trust versus finding kind of an ISP that we don't know that much about in different countries. On the third one, we've been excited about Silverlight for the last couple of years, and we're just trying to articulate where we want to put that into our product and ultimately turn that into our UI. Again, both products. We're going to start with a nice project this year to do a report designer type of offering again, so we can get that up in the cloud with our product as well. So a couple of really neat projects going on this year, and we really hope it kind of positions us for the future.
Great. Sounds good. So, Abdul, quick question for you. As far as you and your team, how excited are you guys with regards to, the things that you all are, creating, and what have you heard from your customers?
For us, our Team Pro or on-demand software was multi-tenant. So when SharePoint moved to 2010, became multi-tenant, that was a perfect choice for us. We did a lot on our enterprise model with the current SharePoint version and going to 2010. Revamping the UI is always something you look for, and it takes a lot of time. Mm-hmm. Silverlight gave us the multi-browser thing, so we don't have to worry about multiple browsers, the post back, and all those little details that are time-consuming. The new Silverlight with the rear services that allows you to create the plumbing between the front end and the back end, that helps a lot, that saves a lot of time. So our R&D is not, we always want to have a bigger group, but we have a limited time, limited resources. So if these little technologies, tools helps the plumbing, that helps us a lot. And Silverlight gives a very nice looking screens to us, UIs to us, so it's always a good idea to go there. Okay. So Silverlight's exciting. Studio 2010 is really exciting. SQL 2008, we're happy with it. R2, we're going to look at it for some later on. and we're waiting for the release of 2010 to come out.
Great, great. Well, it sounds very exciting. Again, happy to be back. Again, it seems like yesterday, and looking forward to all of the new developments that you guys have coming down the pike, and you know, looking forward to bringing all of that information to you on Channel 9.
Thank you, Rodney.
Thank you.